Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, here till 5 a.m. as we are every weekday morning, 2 to 5. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5, Steve Cochran with your morning drive at 6. And, yeah, my dad will be calling in to tell a joke, because it's a jokey time on Monday mornings. My dad calls, tells a joke. It's sponsored by the greatest restaurant on the planet, the Gale Street Inn in beautiful Jefferson Park. We thank George and everybody at the Gale Street Inn. We thank them for sponsoring my dad's joke. Also, the Hawks played last night, and it was not good. But after the morning after every Hawks game, we always play the Blackhawks Express so you can catch up on what happened. It was not a good weekend. Two really not very well played games on the Hawks' part. But we'll play the Blackhawks Express. That's coming up as well. All right. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. And we noticed, you know, while Eric and Colin and I were talking, lots of people were texting in their choices for Christmas movies and all that cool stuff. Keep them coming. We're going to talk about it again. We want to open up the phone lines and do that a little bit closer before I take off for my vacation. It's like the 19th, right? Dan, is my last night before the holidays, right? Monday?
That is correct, yes.
Monday the 19th. And then I'm off for a couple of weeks for the for Christmas and New Year's. So there you go. All right. Hey, Esmeralda, have you ever wondered about the people behind the names of fast food places? The stories behind it?
Like Burger King?
Burger King's not on this list.
Oh, okay.
But, like, there are real people behind some of these, like McDonald's, for instance.
Oh, like who Mr. McDonald is?
Ronald, isn't that? No.
Right.
So before Ray Kroc turned the Modest Burger Joint into a corporation, McDonald's was just a barbecue drive-in in California. And the restaurant was founded by the brothers Richard and Maurice McDonald, known as Dick and Mac. They were the company's namesake. Now, Dan, can you look up the name of the movie that Michael Keaton is in? Comes out, I want to say, in February or January, and it's about Ray Kroc. He plays Ray Kroc. And it's about him taking over and screwing these two guys over. Nick Offerman plays one of the brothers.
It's called The Founder.
The Founder. Have you seen the trailers for this at all, Esmeralda?
No.
Have you seen
it? I haven't, no.
Oh, it looks great. Looks great. And in... I guess Ray Kroc was a bit of a bastard, like, you know, completely came in, took these guys and their business and bought the name, and then he franchised everything. And these two brothers didn't get, you know, they got screwed. So, but yeah, it's Richard and Maurice McDonald, known as Dick and Mac. How about P.F. Chang's? You know the story behind P.F. Chang's, Esmeralda?
No.
The name of the restaurant is actually a hybrid of two of the founder's names. P.F. comes from restaurateur Paul Fleming's initials, and Chang is a simplified version of Philip Chang's last name, Chiang. So it's Chiang is the guy's real last name. So they just put the two together, P.F. Chang's. You got any P.F. Chang's in your area there? Are there any in the city? No, there's a couple downtown, right?
Yeah, there's one downtown.
Yeah, there's one downtown. How about Church's Chicken? Church's Chicken gets its name from founder George W. Church. He opened the first chicken joint in 1952, right across the street from the Alamo in San Antonio. Wow. Are there still churches around? I don't think so, right? I know there are a few Browns. Some Brown's chicken around. And Esmeralda, you guys had a, you said you had a Brown's chicken in Joliet, right?
We did. We have a couple. We had a couple.
Yeah.
I feel like there was a Church's, and I think it just closed down, at least in Joliet.
Yeah. There was a,
It says there are a couple here on 1755 West Jackson, Chicago. Another one on North Avenue. Another one on Cermak. Another one in on Independence Boulevard. So. Looks like there's three or four still.
Still around. Church's. I remember enjoying Church's fried chicken when I would eat it every once in a while. It wasn't bad chicken.
Picture on the website looks good.
Yeah. Well, you're very picky about your chicken, Esmeralda.
Right. It looks like Popeye's chicken, though.
Yeah.
Well, so I know. See, I'd be on board.
And to this day, I'm still shocked that you've never had KFC.
Yeah, I still haven't.
I can't believe that you've never had. Now, I understand that, you know, you growing up in Joliet, you had White Fence Farm, so you didn't need any other kind of chicken because you had White Fence Farm. And I totally understand that. And then I know that you have an allegiance to Popeyes, and I understand that.
Yeah, I moved on because in the city you can't. There's no White Fence Farm.
No, there isn't.
Because I would live there.
Yeah.
If there was.
Yeah.
So I went to Popeyes.
So you went to Popeyes and you enjoy. And I think Popeyes is very good. I like Popeyes. But it still amazes me that you've not had KFC.
One of these days. Especially they have that crispy.
The
right?
Extra, like crispy.
Extra crispy.
That's the way I always go. Go for the extra crispy.
Maybe we'll get some today.
Original recipe is good. It's fine. You know, it's legendary. But I always opt for the extra crispy.
Ugh, now I want fried chicken.
I don't think White Fence Farm is open now.
Mm.
No. Yeah, that place is great, though. I can understand if you live, you know, if you live near White Fence Farm, you're spoiled.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know. So, anyway, I still think that you need to try a Popeyes. Or you have. Sorry. I mean KFC.
Yes, I need to try all of them.
You need to try them all. Yeah. All right. We got a break here. We got the news coming up. Check this out. 5 seconds. Morning, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Monday morning. And my dad will call in and tell a joke a little bit later on. We got Blackhawks Express coming up. We will tell you about some birthdays, some famous birthdays, and some unusual holidays that you can celebrate in December. That's coming up. It's funny, the things that Esmeralda and I share on our Facebook messaging. I found this. Because, Esmeralda, you were fascinated by these big, muscular kangaroos.
Yes.
That are, like, in Australia. And you were obsessed with looking at a bunch of pictures of these.
Well, they're frightening. Because they have muscles like people.
Yeah.
They look like bros.
That's what you were saying. You say that they look like kangaroo bros. Like, they're all, like, posing and stuff. And they're ready to throw down. And they hang out. And they got big muscles. So I saw this online, this video of footage of a guy saving his dog from a kangaroo. One of those big kangaroos was like trying to strangle the dog. So this dude just walks up to the kangaroo, get the dog away from the kangaroo, and then the dude just squares up and punches the kangaroo right in the face.
And he's very surprised. The kangaroo's surprised.
Oh, it's hilarious. Like, after he pops him in the face, the kangaroo's like, what the hell, man? I mean, his head snaps back, and he like literally looks like, did you just punch me in the face? Dan, have you seen this footage?
No, I haven't had a chance to see it.
So I had to send it to you, Esmeralda, considering I know how much you are fascinated by the bro kangaroos.
It's very good.
Yeah, he pops him right in the face.
He's also concerned because he... I mean, most animals can't really make a fist.
Yeah.
So he's probably just like, wow, your weird fist hand.
Yeah, just came up and popped me in the mouth. And it's such a funny piece of footage, too, because like when because the guy squares up like he's ready to fight. And then, boom, he pops the kangaroo right in the face. And the kangaroo is stunned. And then he just leaves. Then the kangaroo just leaves. And the dog is fine, so... Anyway, this is the kind of intellectual stuff that Esmeralda and I share and have in common. Guys punching kangaroos in the face. That's the...
We're very smart people.
Yeah, exactly. It's mostly cats that we share a lot of videos of cats doing stupid stuff. And there's plenty of that on the internet. There's never going to be a shortage of cat videos on the internet. Oh, man. All right, we were talking about the people behind some famous fast food names. Now, you know the story behind Wendy's, right?
No.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Okay, it's Dave Thomas's daughter.
Okay.
The owner, Dave Thomas, he tried out the names of all five of his children, settling on Wendy, which was his daughter Melinda's nickname. She was the little redhead. She became the face of the restaurant, and now Wendy can be seen in commercials promoting the restaurant. As a grown-up. Taco Bell. You know the story behind Taco Bell?
I do not.
Glenn Bell.
Oh.
Is the founder. Glenn Bell. But the restaurant originally sold burgers, and it was called Bell's Burger when it opened. After the market got too crowded, he decided to bring tacos to the fast food world. His first shot at tacos were called Taco Tia, and then later he opened Taco Bell after a friend suggested the name. So I'm not surprised that it was a marketing move that made him start making tacos and not like a genuine I make real tacos kind of a guy. Started out with burgers and then just like, oh, whatever. This one's crazy, Denny's. Before Denny's was a late night diner, it was a donut shop called Danny's Donuts. The name Danny was simply chosen for alliteration. Eventually, the focus was shifted to coffee, and the name was changed to Danny's Coffee Shop. The name was then changed to Denny's Coffee Shop to avoid confusion with another area establishment, Coffee Dan's. The company shortened the name to Denny's in 1961, and it's stuck ever since. Wonder whatever happened to Coffee Dan's. Dan, did you have anything to do with that?
Nope, wasn't me, but no? I'll see if my brother is out there.
Yeah. Coffee Dan's. Papa John. Now, we all know we see this guy on the commercials all the time. Who is it? Dan, you like Papa John's pizza, right?
I do like Papa John's pizza.
Esmeralda?
I don't mind it.
Oh, man.
But, eh. It never comes up.
Yes, it does after you eat it. Hold on a minute now. Hold it. Wait a second now. the guy's name is John Schnatter. And he opened up Papa John's in 1985. The Papa part was likely inspired by Schnatter's grandfather, Pawpaw. Okay. Founder, how about Carl's Jr.? We don't have Carl's Jr. here, do we?
No, we have Hardee's.
We do have Hardee's. They're in the same family. And Hardee's is not, there's nothing in the city. There are no Hardee's in the city, are there? Those are all like in the suburbs and stuff, right?
I think so.
Carl Karcher is the namesake behind Carl's Jr. He and his wife, Margaret, opened a drive-in barbecue called Carl's after finding success in hot dog carts. Then Karcher opened up two smaller restaurants in 1956 and called them Carl's Jr. because of their size. Oh.
The closest Hardee's to Chicago are located in Dixon and Paxton.
Wow. Okay. That's a bit of a trek if you want to get some Hardee's. All right. Hey, how about Tim Horton? You guys know this one, right? Hockey player, Tim Horton. And we don't have those are only in Canada, right?
I think there was one in Buffalo. We were hoping to get over there, but we didn't.
Buffalo, maybe Detroit. There might be one in Detroit. But anyway, the name suggests the beloved Canadian donut shop was founded by ice hockey player Tim Horton. The defenseman played in the NHL for 22 years, most of which he spent with the Maple Leafs. Horton opened a donut and coffee shop in 1964 as a way to make money once his hockey career ended. And it's much beloved. People love Tim Hortons. Got a fantastic reputation. People love the donuts. They love the coffee. So, how about Sbarro? Esmeralda, do you enjoy Sbarro?
You know what? I do.
you know what? I would sooner have Sbarro over Papa John's.
Yeah.
And, well, first of all, you've got different, you don't have to have pizza at Sbarro. They have different.
That's true.
They have a lot of different choices.
I think that's my first experience with a New York style pizza.
Was Sbarro?
Yeah.
Yeah. The pizza joint got its name from founder Carmela and Gennaro Sbarro. The couple opened up a deli in Brooklyn that specialized in fresh meats from Italy. The family-run business soon entered the pizza market and began to expand. Carmela, known as Mama Sbarro, became the mascot of the chain, working at the original Brooklyn location well into her 80s. All right. How about Baskin-Robbins? Brothers-in-law Burton Burt Baskin and Irvine Irv Robbins both had a passionate love for ice cream, so they opened up ice cream shops in California, Baskin's Burton's Ice Cream Shop, and Robin's Snowbird ice cream eventually merged together in 1953. So there you go, Baskin Robbins. All right, there's a few stories behind some fast food places for you. And Esmeralda, I'm going to have some very unusual holidays that you can celebrate in December. And some famous birthdays in December.
Oh, good. Enough holidays in December.
There's not enough to do. You're not busy enough, damn
it.
No,
not at all.
You need more special days and shopping things. So, all right. We'll take a break here. We got weather. We got traffic. When we come back, I'll jump into some of those things in December that you can celebrate and famous birthdays. And my dad will call in and tell a joke. And we got a Blackhawks Express and all that stuff.